Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
Look, I know that hurricanes aren't an issue for us here in Michigan, but they can certainly impact travel plans. You may have a winter getaway somewhere in Florida that can be impacted by hurricanes. And the estimation is that this is going to be another very active hurricane season coming up. Joining us right now from ABC News, Jim Ryan, to take a look at this information. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. And what's more, I mean, the big storm on the Gulf Coast can impact gasoline prices all across the country, and it generally does. You'll start seeing prices going up 10, 20 cents, even more if it's a long-lasting storm or if you get two or three back-to-back that shut down refining and operations in the Gulf of Mexico. So, yeah, it's something that everybody should keep an eye on, at least. And, indeed, this year's hurricane season is expected to be a busy one. The prediction from Colorado State University, which puts out its report every year, is that we'll have something like 17 storms altogether. That's across the Atlantic and into the Gulf of Mexico. The likelihood of at least one Category 3 hurricane making landfall is about 70%. So it is expected to be another active hurricane season. Let's hope it's not as bad as last year, when we set some records for the duration and the number of the storms here, Paul.
Well, that's right. Last year was devastating, and I know that, you know, our attention was focused maybe more on COVID and you know, social justice and a presidential election, but it did seem that there were an awful lot of tropical storms last year.
Well, absolutely. You know, a record number. We went deep into the Greek alphabet last year. The total of all those storms in 2020 was $37 billion. Yeah, that's not even the worst of the hurricane seasons over history, but still, $37 billion damage was done by those storms in 2020.
Preparedness really is the key, isn't it? I mean, you can't necessarily prevent them, but you certainly can prepare for them.
Well, absolutely. People who live there along the Gulf, many of them build their houses up on stilts. Almost everybody has a generator in case the power goes out, because it will if a hurricane comes in. They keep stores of food and water on hand in case they have to huddle down in their houses for some time. And others absolutely know the hurricane evacuation route out of their communities. We saw some real tragedies in the early 2000s with the evacuations involving hundreds of thousands of people, and people being absolutely stuck on freeways. Some folks actually died during the evacuations, Paul. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, serious stuff indeed. And hurricane season is essentially when? This starts in the summertime, doesn't it?
It does. June 1st to November 30th. At the end of the November is the general time, but obviously we get storms before November, before June 1st, and they often extend until Christmas time or beyond. Yeah. That's happened occasionally. So the NOAA has actually had to revise its annual outlook as well. So besides the annual number of storms that will come through, they do a 30-year average, and the average now runs from 1990 until 2020. They've had to revise that upward, the average number of storms every year, because we have an increasing number of storms every year, it seems. So now even the average, the 30-year average for hurricanes has gone up as the environment has changed, as we get more storms and more severe storms as well.
Yeah, boy. Dangerous stuff. Jim, appreciate the reporting. Thanks so much for being with us.
All right.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.